AI-powered crypto bot.
This project is using AI to take altcoins to the next level.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a brand new AI crypto bot that is taking altcoins to the next level.
Enhanced market presence. Let's think about this. You're a new project. You've just come out. You don't have a ton of money. How do you get recognized? How do you get eyes on your project? How do you get investors and traders to start trading your altcoin? That's what this project does using AI.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's interesting because I think this project actually has the opportunity to be one of the more massively adopted projects in all of crypto because every altcoin can use this project, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So it can go viral. Everyone's going to want it. Everyone's going to need it. Now, the main reason that is, you know, for better or for worse, if you're new to crypto and you hear about a project, what's the first thing you do? You look it up. You see the chart, right? Now, obviously, on this show, our specialty is deep diving into projects to take you beyond the chart to see, like, what's actually happening in the project, what the roadmap is, what the catalysts are, because there's so much more about a crypto project than the ticker and the price and the chart. However, the chart and the ticker and the price and the volume is very important. Now, that's where this project comes in to help altcoins appear better in terms of volume, charting, and all these important things that, you know, it's all about how a project looks on the surface. And this project is cleaning everything up.
So I don't know if many people know this, but a lot of the big projects, like you look at, like Cardano or Hedera or whatever. And when you go on CoinMarketCap and you see there's like $200 million in volume, there's no way there's $200 million in volume on some of these projects, especially during the bear market.
Yep.
That's a joke. They're using market makers. So it's something that essentially, it's like a liquidity provision. It ensures that there's a stability in the price. So if there's always a buyer and a seller, it ensures that there's not huge spreads because there might be, let's say, somebody placing a buy order for $1.80 and there's a sell order for $2 or something like that. Mm. There's a huge spread there. But when you have a market maker that's constantly buying and selling, it ensures that there's always somebody there to buy or sell. It keeps everything a lot more consistent. When you're dealing with smaller cap projects and not a large cap, that's when this becomes a lot more important.
Yeah.
Because your new projects, you may not have a ton of liquidity available. So if you come in with a $10,000 buy, it might send that price up 20% or down 20, or if you sell down 20%, and that's not really good for investor confidence. Mm. You want to see something that's a little bit more consistent.
For sure. So market makers are extremely important for new projects, for the longevity of projects, and just how projects present themselves to the public. But market makers can be very expensive.
Yeah.
And sometimes unreliable, right? So the project we're talking about today has actually built an AI crypto market making bot. Now, this is kind of something that I think could revolutionize the entire game because as we've seen with AI projects across the board, what they're doing is democratizing access to services, which are generally very expensive because, you know, it's all done with machine learning, it's all automated, all that kind of stuff. So the project we're talking about today is called Volument, and their AI market making bot, I think, could actually change the game.
So what's great about this is you're a relatively new project. You just hit the space and you don't have a ton of liquidity. What you can do is just by like using $500, you can actually generate up to $50,000 in daily volume. You know, increase that number. Let's say you put in a couple grand, and you can start to show on CoinMarketCap or on CoinGecko that you're doing, you know, $1-3 million in volume. And that's really going to help, you know, bring in investors. They can say, look, this is a highly tradable coin.
Yeah, right there. So it's 5 times cheaper than traditional centralized market makers. And, you know, if you can put $500 in and make $50,000 of volume, you're not going to see those janky looking low liquidity charts with just like huge lines up, huge lines down. You know, it's going to look much more, it's called painting charts. Yeah. That's what the technical term for it. So they're painting charts and they're customizing it to all kinds of people's needs. So you can set it up in terms of like order size, frequency, price thresholds, all kinds of market making strategies, whatever the project is looking for in terms of how they want to present themselves in the chart. The volume it bought can do all of that. So I think that's pretty cool, the fact that it's customizable.
So I think this token is, it's VMint, yeah?
Yep.
And it's available on BitGet. Don't hesitate to use our referral link in the description. But it only just launched early February, so about a month ago or so. They already have 55 plus clients utilizing already.
That's huge.
Generating over $2 billion in volume. $2
billion. Yeah.
So A, that's really impressive that within a month they already have all these clients. And this is important because this is one of those few projects that is actually generating revenue.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they've been able to launch their project and see proof of concept so quick, I think anyone that's really technically involved in crypto would have been able to tell you, yes, an AI market making bot, that's a great idea. But ideas are a dime a dozen. And the fact that they've been actually able to execute on that, as you said, over 55 clients within a month, the fact that that happened is probably because the bot has already been integrated with Binance, KuCoin, Bitmart, Bybit, BitGet, Mexi, OKX, all the EVM chains, right? So right off the bat, it's completely interoperable, works with all chains, all exchanges. You know, add to the fact they're in the NVIDIA developer program, they're in their Google Startup Accelerator program, they're working with all these projects. I think the mass adoption here you're seeing is happening very rapidly with the volume. And, you know, you talked about the VMint token, still a small cap project.
Yeah.
We're talking like $20-40 million market cap at time recording. This is still a brand new gem.
I mean, just doing a bit of math, you know, if they've done $500 generates $50,000 and they've done over $2 billion in volume already at time recording, you know, by the time this episode gets out, it might be $3 or $4 billion.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're receiving thousands of dollars right now from different projects to get that volume going.
Well, that's another reason that I like this project is this is a legitimate business.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't one of these fluff crypto projects that launches a token, say, oh, we're building this ridiculous platform that may or may not ever get built. Volument is a legitimate business. You go on the website, you can see their packages range from, say, $1,000 to $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
And then there's annual ones. Now you do some quick math, as you said, 55 customers already, between $1,000 and $5,000 a month. These guys are earning big time money. They're putting that into the development of the project. And you can see that when you look at the roadmap and the catalyst that Volument has for the rest of the year and beyond.
Yeah. So they have a revenue share coming out. So again, that's, you know, we like to find these projects. You look at like Pal AI, for example, like their revenue share, they're generating revenue from every direction right now, Gamblefy, et cetera. And that's being shared with the community.
Yep.
It's so much easier to be a token holder when you know, look, if I stake my token, which is going to be coming out according to the roadmap, and you can see some of this revenue return, man, I'm more inclined to hold it. I want to see like the project do well and receive something in return.
For sure. And even more token utility, people that hold the VMint token, they get access to possibly even more features from the AI market making bot. They get access to discounted service fees. So this is actually incentivizing projects, not just, you know, retail investors. This is incentivizing projects to hold the VMint token. So anyone that comes to Volument and says, look, we want your AI market making bot services, well, the project is then incentivized to buy a bunch of VMint. Obviously, this is not financial advice, but this could work in the favor of the token price.
Yeah, absolutely. Then I believe they've also introduced, or they've been floating around, the idea of a decentralized exchange, a DEX, that offers 70% less fees.
Yeah, mint swap.
Yeah. So, you know, retail, if you're on there and you're familiar with one of these projects, or you're one of these projects that is utilizing for the market making principles that it provides, using this DEX might be a great way to be saving money from the project side, but also from the retail side.
Yeah. And I mean, look, as we said, Volument is making a ton of money with their proven product, which projects obviously like. Now, what they're going to be using this money is for the things we just talked about, but also to build new products, which they have, you could see in their roadmap, you know, they're building them. So like an arbitrage bot or a spread bot or advanced analytics for premium users. So these are all things that projects that not only are already using their tools can, you know, this is an easy upsell for them to make even more money, or these are new products that can attract new customers into the Volumet ecosystem. So it's early days for this project. They've got a ton going on. They're partnered with PAL, partnered with AIT. They're using all kinds of AI data sharing analytics to, you know, there's a lot of data that they're going to be dealing with. You can only imagine with an AI market making bot, the amount of data that they have access to that they're tracking. So once they start tapping into all these, you know, PAL, AIT, all these kind of things, what they can do with that data could be very interesting. So that's another potential avenue that could grow volume into the future.
Yeah, you mentioned the partnership with PAL. I think according to the roadmap, Volumet also has a Telegram bot for market making on DEXs on multiple chains. Mm. A Telegram bot, that's what, you know, everybody's using for community notes, et cetera, to access the teams and figure out what's going on a daily basis. Having a bot through there for the DEX on multiple chains could be also pretty good as well.
One of the things that made Volumet kind of, you know, pop into the ecosystem, pop into everyone's eyes on social media was there was actually an article written about Volumet on Binance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, the fact that it's a new project with such a low market cap with a proven product, though, that's getting written about by Binance so early, that's, you know, it's worth a deep dive into. And that's why we decided to officially partner with Volumet for the episode.
Yeah, I mean, look, it looks really good for projects. I think there's going to be a ton of utility for up-and-coming projects that are coming out. It's happening all the time now that we're in this crypto bull run. So you're going to start to see more projects coming out, AI ones, DeFi ones, et cetera, and they're going to really need something like this.
100%. I think it's a super useful tool. We love seeing new AI crypto tools that make it easier for projects to launch and present themselves better to the public. If you guys have any questions about Volumet, let us know in the comments, and we'll continue to keep you updated.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.